SPLA spokesman Philip Aguer says gangsters ambushed three lorry trucks at Kor Achir Trading Center, some 30 kilometers from Renk town.
Three lorries fell into ambush of unknown gangsters in a place called Kor Achir, northeast of Renk town. These gangsters drove away with the two trucks. One truck got a technical problem. They left it beside the road.
The incident came to light after another group of truck drivers found the abandoned truck. Suspicious of what might have happened to their colleagues, Aguer says the truck drivers immediately alerted the police in Renk town.
The police reported the information to the SPLA, which dispatched a unit to the place. And the SPLA followed the trace of the truck. After a while, the SPLA caught up with these gangsters and they exchanged fire. They were found. They have killed already the 11 traders that were on the trucks, and they fled toward the north.
Aguer blames the attack on militia forces operating inside Sudan, who oppose peace with their neighbors to the south.
We suspect these are people who penetrated the borders from Sinnar, from the Republic of Sudan. These are definitely enemies of peace that do not want the harmony prevailing at the borders.
This is the first time such a large number of traders have been killed along the Sudan-South Sudan border since South Sudan declared independence. The SPLA says it will beef up security at the border.
The SPLA will do its best because that border trade is what the people at the border town rely on. This will require the cooperation, security cooperation between the two armies so that they can patrol the borders. The SPLA on this side require the other side to control some of the armed militias.
The incident comes nearly 2 weeks after South Sudan and Sudan agreed to open 10 crossing points along their 2,000-kilometer border to boost the movement of goods and people between the two countries. Sudan closed the border following South Sudan's independence in 2011, which adversely affected traders and communities on both sides. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.